Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll listen to this past week in history and celebrate the birthdays of Ted Lewis, Fred Waring, and Raymond Clogus. But this first segment is dedicated to celebrating the life of my friend and co-worker, Ben, who died recently of cancer. Ben packed an awful lot of living into his all-too-short 30 years of life. In high school, he was an athlete, a musician, and was involved in the theater department and student government. He went to Bates College in Lewiston, Maine, where he was active for all 4 years in an a cappella vocal group. After graduating with a degree in biology, he came to California to work as an instructor at the Catalina Island Marine Institute, which is where I first met him. In addition to being a gifted vocalist, he was a talented musician and played a number of instruments, including the cello, mandolin, and guitar. After a time, he transferred to work aboard the tall ship Tolley Moore as a marine science instructor and sailor, obtained his captain's license, and became an avid scuba diver and spearfisher. He was affectionately known on the ship as Benjo, or Banjo Ben, and is best remembered for singing sea shanties and playing the banjo. With Ben as musical director and me as producer and engineer, we recorded 2 CDs of sea shanties, played and sung by Ben and the ship's crew. He had a positive impact on all whose lives he touched, family, friends, co-workers, and hundreds of students and summer campers, and he is greatly missed. So to celebrate the life of Banjo Ben, we're going to start the show with a banjo set. So Ben, feel free to grab your banjo and play along with the banjoist supreme, Harry Reaser.
Thank you. You should have a great career. Yes, you should, and you could. Only one thing stops you, dear. You're too good, far too good. If you want a future, darling, why don't you get a pass? For that fatal moment's coming at last. We're all alone, no chaperone can get our number. The world's in slumber, let's misbehave. There's something wild about you, child, that's so contagious. Let's be outrageous, let's misbehave. When Adam won his hand, he wouldn't stand for teasing. He didn't care about those apples out of season. They say that bears have love affairs and even camels. We're merely mammals, let's misbehave.
With slightly different lyrics from Irving Aronson and his Commander's recording made several weeks earlier, from April 12, 1928, that was Cole Porter's Let's Misbehave, credited on the label of that Brunswick 78 to Banjo Buddy. Unfortunately, we don't know just who Banjo Buddy was. Alan Sutton's book Pseudonyms on American Records says that based on a concurrent Vocalion issue, that it could be Teddy Gray. But then, of course, the question becomes, who was Teddy Gray? Before Banjo Buddy, it was the Dixieland Jug Blowers, with not one but two jugs, and Banjarino, written by violinist Clifford Hayes. Earl MacDonald played banjo, and the Dixieland Jug Blowers was actually two bands put together. Victor brought together Earl MacDonald's band and Clifford Hayes' group in December of 1926, which resulted in this recording, and paired them again in 1927. Banjarino was preceded by the resident band of London's Kit Kat Club, recording under the name Jack Hilton's Hiltonians, led by American saxophonist Al Starita, and Uncanny Banjo from May 13, 1927. Uncanny Banjo was written by Len Phillis and Sid Bright. We began the set with the banjoist supreme, Harry Reeser, and one of his 10 novelty rags for tenor banjo, Lollipops, from 1926. So there you have a banjo set in memory of my friend Ben. I'll miss you, buddy. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, June 6, marked the birth in 1891 in Circleville, Ohio, of Theodore Leopold Friedman, better known as Ted Lewis. Instead of going into the family's clothing business, around 1906, he got into vaudeville and made his way to New York in 1911. He changed his name in the mid-1910s when he was working with a comedian named Eddie Lewis, and the two were billed as Lewis and Lewis instead of Lewis and Friedman, because Lewis and Lewis just sounded better. He was playing with Earl Fuller's famous jazz band at Rector's Restaurant in New York when he won a battered top hat from the driver of a hansom cab. It, along with his rhetorical question,
"Is everybody happy?" "Yes, sir."
became an integral part of his persona for more than 50 years. He formed his own band in 1919, and within a few years he was one of the most popular entertainers in the U.S. He made appearances on radio, records, and in several Broadway revues, including Greenwich Village Follies, Ziegfeld Midnight Frolics, Ted Lewis Frolic, and Artists and Models in 1927. In 1925, he visited Britain, appearing at London's Kit Kat Club and at the Hippodrome Theatre. Although his own gas pipe style of clarinet playing wasn't considered great, he employed many fine members of the jazz world in his bands, among them Jimmy Dorsey, Jack Teagarden, and Benny Goodman. Lewis co-wrote several popular songs, including When My Baby Smiles at Me, While We Dance Till Dawn, Bee's Knees, and Is Everybody Happy Now? After 1929, he also appeared in several films, including Is Everybody Happy, Show of Shows, Here Comes the Band, Hold That Ghost, and Follow the Boys, and he continued to appear in theaters and on television well into the 1960s. Ted Lewis died August 25, 1971, in New York. Here are three from Ted Lewis. Thank you.
so lonely. Won't somebody please make a little fuss over me, huh? Why, I'll sing love songs to them all the time. If they'll just come on and be my little sweet mama of mine. 'Cause honest, honest, I ain't got nobody. Won't somebody please care for me?
Everybody happy? Yes, sir. Are you ready, girls?
Yes, teacher.
Don't give in. Come, come. Hit it. Huh?
We heard Cole Porter's Let's Misbehave in the last segment, and there was another Cole Porter tune, You've Got That Thing, from 50 Million Frenchmen Can't Be Wrong. Ted Lewis and his band, December 23rd, 1929. That was Harry Barth on brass bass and those Hold That Tiger effects. Before You've Got That Thing, we heard a fine example of the high-hatted tragedian of song and I Ain't Got Nobody from March 23rd, 1928. We began our tribute to Ted Lewis June 1st, 1926, and the musical question, Where'd You Get Those Eyes? With the words and music by Walter Donaldson.
Yeah, have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
This very day, June 10th, marks the birth exactly 119 years ago in 1888 in Baltimore, Maryland, of lyricist Raymond Clogas. He was educated at Baltimore City College and performed in vaudeville, minstrel, and other road shows. He served in World War I and worked for a New York music publishing company. His collaborators included composers J. Fred Coots, Louis Alter, Jesse Greer, Harry Carroll, Al Hoffman, Vincent Rose, and James Monaco. He worked on Broadway shows including Sally, Irene, and Mary in 1922, Earl Carroll's Vanities of 1929 and 1931, and on the movies Hollywood Review of 1929 and Mary Ann. His best-known songs include I'm More Than Satisfied, Low Down Rhythm, Pardon Me, Pretty Baby, Roll Up the Carpet, Climbing Up the Ladder of Love, Hugs and Kisses, Crossroads, Who'll Be the One, and These.
Third down, 10 to go.
Come on, boys, snap into it. Signals, 31, 69, 84, hike!
Knowledge men, do it, ask or raccoon. It's the craze nowadays, and it will get you soon. Buy a coat and try it, I'll bet you'll be a riot. It's a wow, learn to do it right now.
Highbrow, lowbrow, intermediate, make believe they're all collegiate soon. To do the raccoon. Raccoon coats don't care who's wearing them. Hallroom boys will all be sharing them soon. To do the raccoon. Every day its popularity grows. It's the most important item in clothes. $10 down and though it scratches you, wear it till the sheriff catches you soon. To do the raccoon.
For they wear 'em down at Princeton, and they share 'em up at Yale. They eat in them at Harvard, but they sleep in them in jail.
They store 'em at Ohio, they're hocked at Notre Dame. They carry 'em at California,
but they wear out just the same.
At Penn they're made of rabbit, at Vassar sex appeal, at Nebraska made of Airedale,
in Chicago lined with steel.
From every college campus comes a cheer.
Oy-oy!
The season for the raccoon coat is here.
My boy!
Rough guys, tough guys, men of dignity, join the raccoon coat fraternity soon. To do the raccoon. Rich men, poor men, all have pride in them. No one knows who walks inside of them soon. To do the raccoon. Every day you'll have your downs and your ups. Hi-ho. Every day those raccoon bones will have puffs. I know. Get a girl and start to hurry her right downtown to some big furrier soon. You'll do the raccoon. Rap, 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 rap.
I feel when I met you, I got a lucky break. My heart kind of pains me, but oh, what a lovely ache. Gee, but you're a revelation, and who put you in circulation? Oh, baby, you're not so hard to take. I think you're perfect, you're made for love. You should know what I'm thinking of. You may not like it, but it's a great idea. When we go driving away from town, don't blame me if the car breaks down. You may not like it, but it's a great idea. Oh me, oh my, the things that we could do. And we could be a great big help to each other. If I said, honey, I've got the ring, and the parson's ready to do that thing, you may not like it, but it's a great idea. Now I feel sentimental, lovesick as I can be. There's no use resisting your personality. Gee, but you're a sweet creation, and your kiss is an inspiration. Oh, baby, the things you do to me. I think you're perfect, you're made for love. You should know what I'm thinking of. You may not like it, but it's a great idea. When we go driving away from town, don't blame me if the car breaks down. You may not like it, but it's a great idea. Oh me, oh my, the things that we could do. And we could be a great big help to each other. If I said, honey, I've got the ring, parson's ready to do that thing. You may not like it, but it's a great idea. Oh gosh, oh gee, you're my necessity. Come on, give in, you great big moment of sweetness. Now can you imagine just you and me, busy raising a family? You may not like it, but it's a great idea.
My kissing and found nothing missing. So what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? You know I've pleaded, you've heeded, there's nothing else needed. So what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? I've got the ring, the bungalow too. They don't mean a thing if I haven't got you. Why don't you say it, okay it? Why must you delay it? Oh, what are you waiting, what are you waiting for?
One of my favorite bands, Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra with What Are We Waiting For? The vocalist on that December 5th, 1927 Victor recording was Johnny Marvin, who always sings What Are You Waiting For, even though the title of the song is What Are We Waiting For. The tune was composed by Max Cortlander, a popular piano roll recording artist in the 20s and later owner of the QRS Music Company, the world's largest producer of piano rolls and which is still in business today. What Are We Waiting For was preceded by Whispering Jack Smith singing the Raymond Clugas lyrics to You May Not Like It, But It's a Great Idea with the music by Jesse Greer. That was recorded in Hollywood on May 20, 1930. You May Not Like It, But It's a Great Idea was in the 1930 musical comedy Cheer Up and Smile, in which John Wayne has a bit part. We began our tribute to Raymond Clugas with Doin' the Raccoon, introduced in the 1929 Vitaphone picture The Time, the Place, and the Girl. That was George Olson and his music, with the vocal quartet of Fran Fry, Bob Borger, Bob Rice, and Jack Gifford, on September 13, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, Wellsford Radio 92.2 in New Zealand, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Yesterday, June 9th, marked the birth in 1900 in Tyrone, Pennsylvania, of bandleader, songwriter, and inventor Fred Waring. In 1917, he and Freddie Buck joined a duo led by younger brother Tom and drummer Polly McClintock. He played banjo and led a band while an engineering student at Penn State, and after college formed Waring's Collegians, which was later enlarged and called Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians. The group was in the Broadway shows Hello Yourself and The New Yorkers, where they introduced the song Love for Sale. They made the first all-musical movie, RKO's Syncopation, in 1929, but they achieved national fame through radio appearances. Their first major radio series began in February of 1933 and was sponsored by Old Gold Cigarettes. Ford Motor Company took over sponsorship the following year until the end of 1936. The band was also the first, in 1949, to have their own TV show. Besides McClintock and Buck, other key members of the band included the McFarlane twins on reeds, violinist Fred Culley, and Scat Davis on trumpet and rhythm vocals. In addition to band leading, Fred Waring composed about 200 songs and founded music publishing company Shawnee Press. As an inventor, he patented the Waring Blender in 1937. He was leading concert tours into the 1970s and made his last public appearance at President Reagan's inauguration in 1981. Fred Waring died in State College, Pennsylvania on July 29, 1984. Here's Fred Waring.
Thank you. All the birds and flowers, they were getting wise. In a little garden, you made
thank you.
From the original Victor 78, waxed around August of 1924, Waring's Pennsylvanians, and June Knight, written by Cliff Friend and Abel Baer. June Knight was preceded by It Made You Happy When You Made Me Cry, written by Walter Donaldson. That was recorded October 28, 1926. We began our tribute to Fred Waring with In a Little Garden You Made Paradise from June 2, 1926. The vocal refrain was by Brother Tom Waring, and In a Little Garden was written by Earl Whittlemore and Felice S. Eula.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call
This Week in Recording History.
So called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Nat Shilkret.
Thank you.
of me. 'Cause I never take her where the gang goes, but I take my sugar to tea. I'm a rowdy dowdy, that's me. She's a hi-hat baby, that's she. So I never take her where the gang goes, when I take my sugar to tea. Every Sunday afternoon, we forget about our cares, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with the millionaires, when I take my sugar to tea. I'm as ritzy as I can be, 'cause I never take her where the gang goes, when I take my sugar to tea. Sugar to tea.
We begin this edition of This Week in Recording History with Nat Shilkret and his orchestra and You're Wonderful, written by Buddy Fields, Jack Gardner, and Paul Ash. That was recorded June 8, 1928. Next, it was Harry Reaser's Radio Band with the vocal by Frank Luther and When I Take My Sugar to Tea, written by Sammy Fain, Irving Kale, and Pierre Norman. That Hit of the Week cardboard record wasn't recorded last week, but it was released last week on June 4th in 1931. We finished up with the original Indiana 5 recording for Pathé on June 8th, 1926 as the Black Diamond Serenaders with Toe to Toe. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.